Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. The Berlin police have initiated stage one of its pandemic framework plan. The police press office explained that this is a preventative reaction to the increased number of infections and quarantines within the ranks of the police force. Per RBB reporting, about 800 employees are currently infected or quarantined as a precaution. The police further explained that, as was the case previously during high levels of the pandemic, the police internal coordination unit has again become a COVID crisis team. Stage 1 of the pandemic framework occurs when 15 to 30% of staff are absent due to illness, and the goal is to maintain the efficiency of the Berlin police. The emergency plan was drawn up in 2010 and is continually adapted to current and forecast requirements. Based on models of the World Health Organization and the RKI, infection scenarios were thought through and a stage model was developed as follows. Pandemic level 1 means a sickness-related absence of 15 to 30% of staff. Pandemic level 2 means a sickness-related absence of 30 to 50% of staff. And pandemic level 3 means sickness-related absence of more than 50% of staff. The police emphasized that the initiation of pandemic level 1 is a planned, precautionary act and will have no impact on the people of Berlin. Rather, it's a matter of protecting their employees. Spandau has become the first Berlin district to completely stop contact tracing in schools. This was reported by the Tagesspiegel yesterday, citing a letter from the deputy health officer to the school principals. According to the report, contact persons of infected students are no longer sent home and contact lists are no longer created. Instead, only seatmates and so-called best friends will be tested. The report also states that the incidence among school children in Spandau at 1,800 is twice as high as in the rest of the city. The rapidly rising incidence of infections in Berlin's daycare centers is prompting new measures. Therefore, the Senate has introduced mandatory corona testing for all daycare children over the age of one. In addition, the so-called restricted regular operation is being readied, which, when implemented, means that children will only be cared for in fixed groups, which may lead to restrictions in opening hours. Per Morgenpost reporting, around 500 of Berlin's 2,820 daycare centers have had to close completely or at least partially within the last week due to the high number of corona cases, which are steadily rising. On Monday, the 7-day incidence of infant to 4-year-olds was 754, and with the start of compulsory testing, this number will, as in the schools, according to reporting, will probably jump. As the Berlin Education Administration announced at the beginning of the week, the new regulation will begin on January 24th, when the child-friendly lolly tests will be available in sufficient quantities. And mandatory testing is expected to include 3 tests per week. Monday will be mandatory, and the other 2 days will be determined by the daycare. The required tests will be handed out by the daycare center, and testing is generally to be done at home. However, daycare centers may determine that testing must be done on individual days under supervision at the facility. If testing is done at home, the facility must then receive written confirmation that the test had a negative result, and parents will receive samples of this confirmation from the daycare center. When the testing obligation does come into force, untested children will be prohibited from entering and participating in daycare activities. Exceptions apply to children who have been vaccinated or have recovered, and to children who cannot be tested due to their individual conditions. Regardless of the new regulations for daycare children, the regulations for testing employees remain in place. According to this, employers are required to offer testing to all employees twice a week, and those who have not been vaccinated or recovered must provide current negative proof of testing on a daily basis, as the 3G rule applies in the workplace. Bundesliga soccer club Hertha BSC wants to move forward with plans to build its new stadium in the Olympiapark. The club reiterated this at its general meeting on Sunday and immediately presented a new design for the stadium. According to their concept, the stadium is to be built on Rohmünter Allee in the immediate vicinity of the Olympiastadion. For this to happen, however, the club is dependent on the support of politicians. The main stumbling block is that on the intended building site, there are still apartments of the housing cooperative Genossenschaft 1892. Negotiations on the site had failed several times because Hertha could not offer the cooperative any alternative apartments as compensation. Because of this, the 1892 cooperative was not particularly pleased about the renewed talk of building and stated that they are still not willing to sell the apartments on the Sportforumstrasse or to conduct negotiations about it, adding, quote, "It is very regrettable that our residents on Sportforumstrasse are once again unsettled by this uncoordinated approach," unquote. The club and fans of the new stadium are now counting on a round of talks with Berlin's new sports senator, Iris Spranger, scheduled for February. The reaffirmation of the stadium project does come at a time when the club is facing financial challenges. Last season, Hertha generated a deficit of 78 million euros, which, according to managing director Ingo Schiller, was due to effects caused by Corona. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.